Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the third week of October. Trees are now in the beautiful shades of red, yellow, and orange. And there are more and more layers of fallen leaves on the ground. Especially when it's sunny, the scenery is oh so gorgeous. But the thing about autumn is that this beauty is so short-lived. Before we notice it, there will be no more leaves on the trees, no birds flying in the sky, and no more colors in the gardens. Because of this knowledge, even at the height of its beauty, autumn always fills me with a sense of sadness. But recently, I met somebody who was absolutely excited about the arrival of autumn. Wearing a beautiful autumn-colored dress, she told me how much she looked forward to her autumn fashion. She said she had many dresses she couldn't wear in summer, but would be perfect for the autumn weather. When I heard the genuine enthusiasm in her voice, it inspired me to look at this brief season from a new perspective and to look for something that I can do only in autumn. What is something that you can only enjoy in this current season? Today, I am sharing with you a memory of a morning routine from my young childhood. This one is not a memory of a particular day, but it's a memory of a morning scene that repeated every day when I was about 5 years old. Doesn't it feel funny to look back on how our morning routine has changed over time? I wonder what ordinary daily scene you might recall as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it. A weekday morning scene. I'm 5 years old in this memory. It's a weekday morning. I never seem to notice the morning's arrival until my mother comes to wake me up. "Sweetie," she calls out in a loud voice that yanks me out of sleep. "Time to wake up!" In our tiny living room, my little brother is already up, toddling around the small low table, carrying the bowls of yogurt and spoons for both of us, being a big boy. Meanwhile, I drag myself across the room to change into my daywear with my eyes still half closed. "Be quick," says my mother from the kitchen. "We'll be leaving soon." There's usually less than half an hour before I leave home for kindergarten. I sit at the low table next to my brother and start eating fruits and yogurt. The TV is on in the background to keep track of time. At some point, my mother calls me to the kitchen so that she can tie my hair for the day. "One, two, or half up?" she asks me in front of the microwave, holding a comb and hair ties. "One means a ponytail, two means pigtails, and half up means the most basic half up hair." Once that's done,
and I finish my breakfast, it's time for us to leave home. Come quick, says my mother again, as I collect my yellow bag and yellow hat and walk to the door in a sluggish movement. Say bye to your brother. My brother usually stays at home for the next 15 minutes or so, while my mother takes me to kindergarten. It's fine because my father is technically at home, albeit deep in sleep. Bye, I wave at my brother. See you later. And off we go, down the staircase into the fresh morning air. A new day is beginning.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.